Okay, today's daf is daf Pei Beis, last daf in the 8th parak of Mitzvahs Ksubas, and then we get into parak Kosev. Okay, we're on the bottom of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. We're up to Mai Taima, which is five lines up in the bottom. Let's remember what we were talking about. The Gemara quoted yesterday a Machlokas. We know the Yavam should not, L'chadchila, sell properties of the Shomeris Yavam. Right, his sister-in-law, his brother died, and it's now his sister-in-law is as a zika leibim to him. So before he marries her, so Chazal say he's not supposed to sell any properties. Why? Because all the nechasim of his dead brother are meshubit to the ksuba, and therefore he's not supposed to sell any of the properties. What if he did? What if he did sell those properties? That was the machlokas we had yesterday between Rav Yosef and Abaye. Rav Yosef said if he tries to sell them, it doesn't work. That was what Rav Yosef said. And Abaye said, no, it does work. Rav Yosef, we mentioned yesterday, what's the two different svaras what Rav Yosef might be based on. Either because of the din that Chazal, just the Rabbi Chanan said, Chazal gave strength to their dinim. They were mishabi, their dinim. They had to make them strong in order for them to have any teeth. I didn't read it yesterday. I'll read it now. Tzarech lomar she'ena tam mishum avid isura el kibin to avid rabbanat takanta l'tovas ha'yavama mistaver l'Rav Yosef da'almu'a l'takanta sh'lotola mechira. Their takanta was strong that the mechira shouldn't even work. But it wasn't because of any aveira done. But because, this was their din, takanta to rabbanan, that the mechira shouldn't be good. That was one svara of Yosef. And Abaye would argue, no, they didn't make it that strong. And the other possibility we mentioned, that was the possibility of the hafla, that maybe this is l'shitaso to the machlokas at the beginning of Masechas Temura, where there's a general machlokas. Whenever you try to do something against what the Torah says, does it work? Let's say you try to marry somebody who you're not allowed to marry. Let's say you try to, shecht on Shabbos. All the cases that come up there, and each one that doesn't work, according to each shita, they try to figure out an answer. But that is a general machlokas. Kol milsa d'avad rachmano l'sevet. Anything the Torah says not to do, if you do it, does it work or not? So that is a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. So suggest the hafla that's Abaye l'shitaso. Abaye there says it does work, and here Abaye says it does work. And Rav Yosef, it doesn't work. Rav Yosef holds like Rava. Just the added chiddush is that's applying the principle in the Durabanan context. The Gemara there applied it in a Daraisa context, and here applies it in a Durabana context. So that was the machlokas between Rav Yosef and Abaye. Again, if the Yavam sells stuff, does it work or not? So they sent to different people, what do you think? So different rabbis sent back, I think that halacha is like Abaye. I think that halacha is like Rav Yosef. So Rav Minyome said, I think Abaye is right, but if Rav Yosef is right, let me know if he has any proof to his shita. Meaning, if Rav Yosef ever brings a proof that the sale should not be good, so let me know. So that's what we ended off yesterday. That we said, yeah, there's a proof that Rav Yosef is right, that the Yavam sale should not work. What's the Rayas? That was the Braisa that was brought. The Braisa that was brought, if you look about two-thirds of the way down, so the Gemara says, Detanya, it's the second word on the line. Detanya, right across from the Hagos HaBach. Harashayinosha Ba'achivu Meis. If somebody lends their brother money, and then the brother dies, so the brother that's still alive, now, he owed money to his dead brother, but now he doesn't have to pay it. So what does he do? He should not say, well, hey, I'm going to inherit my brother's property anyway after I do Yibam, so let me just keep my money. I don't have to pay the woman and then get it back. I'll just keep the money. Says the bride, so no, he's not allowed to say that. No, you take the money from him and you buy land with it and you give the principal to the woman. So Rav Yosef said, isn't that a riot to me that the Yavam has no connection to the properties of his dead brother yet? Right. So therefore you have to even take money away from him. That was the riot that Rav Yosef brought. That proved that I'm right, that he has no say in the matter, and if he would sell it, it would not be good. So we ended off by saying, Rav Yosef responded, that is not an authoritative Mishnah. Zu ain't a Mishnah. You can't trust that Mishnah. And the question is why? Why can't you trust that Mishnah? So that's where we ended off. Five lines from the bottom. Rav Nachman, zu ain't a Mishnah. So that Brisa, again, the Brisa that said that if the Yavam owed money to the dead brother, he would not be able to keep it. He'd have to give it up to the woman. So that Brisa is not reliable. Zu ain't a Mishnah. So my time, why is that not a reliable Mishnah? Three possibilities. Elema, Mishnah, Tavilu, Metaltali. Is it because that there, what are we talking about? Metaltalin, movable items, umetaltalin aksuba lo mishtabdi, and we know, we paskin that metaltalin of aksuba are not mishubid, right? Only kark is mishubid. So what are we talking about there? We're talking about money alone. The Ritva notes that we're not even really talking about movable items there. We're talking about a loan, and usually a loan the greatest security of a loan is achrayus, is lands. But still, what do you usually pay back with? You usually pay back money. You don't give people land to pay back loans. So that's why the Gemara can still call it metaltalin, because usually you pay cash when you pay back a loan, which is metaltalin. So that's what the Ritva says. Kol chov eino chasha el metaltali. Even though the ikker security that the person thinks about is karka, kiva dezuze shakel vala rov zuze yavla, is considered metaltali for our purposes now. So says the Gemara, if do you want to say that the Mishnah is not authoritative, because the Mishnah is assuming that the metaltalin, even the movable items, the money, is put into karka. Again, what's the whole reason why you can't sell it in the first place? Because it's all meshubah to the ksuba, and we paskin that metaltalin are not meshubah to the ksuba. The Gemara says, why would you throw out the price then? Dilma Rabbi Meir hi. There is a shita that holds that way. Rabbi Meir holds the Amar, the first, we had it earlier on Dafayin Tes, metaltalin meshubah to the ksuba. There is a shita that says that. So what, you're going to say the Mishnah is not authoritative, throw it out? The Mishnah, you can understand the Mishnah, that in that detail, the metaltalin would be meshubah to the ksuba. And Rashi explains, even though then, we wouldn't paskin like the Brisa, in terms of the detail of the Brisa, that it's metaltalin, you'd have to give it up, but the idea behind the Brisa, we would paskin like, that the Yavam would have no rights to the property that he has of the dead brother. So we could still get a concept from the Brisa, even though we don't paskin like the Brisa. So therefore, why would you throw out the Brisa? So that can't be why Reb Binyomi rejected this Brisa. So try number two. Ela Mishum, this is why the Brisa is not authoritative. To Amelah, because still the Yavam could say to his Yavama, again, remember, he owes money to his dead brother, he could say to her, Ah, Balazvaram Didiyatz. I don't owe you money. I don't know what you're talking about. I owed your brother money, your husband money. I don't owe you money. So maybe that's why. And yet the Brisa says that he has to give up the money. So maybe that's why. Because can't he say that you are not my creditor? Your husband was my creditor? So again, the Gemara says, why is that something that he'll be able to say? Dilma Rebbe Nassan hi. Maybe this Brisa is assuming like the Shita of Rebbe Nassan. Which Rebbe Nassan, we had this back in the second parak. The Shita of Shibuda de Rebbe Nassan. That's what it's called. The Tanya. What does Rebbe Nassan say? Rebbe Nassan Omer. Minayin lenosha bechaveiro bana. Bechaveiro bechaveiro. How do you know if Reuben knows Shimon and Shimon knows Levi? How do you know? Minayin shemosim ozevenosan lozev. How do we know that we could go straight from Reuben to Levi? How do we know that's possible? And that's what can be done. And maybe, again, the big discussion, Reuben could go straight to Levi. He could skip Shimon. He could go straight to Levi, Tamalomar. How do you know that? V'nasan la'asher asham lo. You give it to the one, the context is just that you give it to the one who is ultimately owed the money. It's taken out of context. The context is in Parshas Naso in a different context. But v'nasan la'asher asham lo, we darshan it to mean the one that's ultimately owed the money. So if Reuben owes Shimon, and Shimon owes Levi, so then Reuben could just go straight to Levi. And Levi could go straight to Reuben and get the money collected from him. So here too. So what do you mean? He can't say, you're not my creditor. Why? Because the husband now owes the woman, because the woman gets his property, and the woman owes the Yavam. So he can't say, you're not my la baal svarim didiyat. Right? He can't say that.
In those cases, we have three people standing around. Here it's the same, there are two separate loans there. Here it's the same.
By Shibud and Rav Nassan, you have three different people. So here you have the Yavam owes the brother, and the it's the same exact loan.
That's the difference between Shibud and Rav
Nassan. So maybe that's the Gemara doesn't say that, but interesting, that's a chilek. Or usually Shibud and Rav Nassan, you have two separate loans. Here it's saying maybe it's a kol shekein. Maybe if it's the same loan for sure. If I owe you money and then it turns out that you
that's why you can say La'av al Devar because we're talking about the loan that it's the same.
Oh, so maybe it's worse in that case. It's better in the sense that it's the same loan, but you say it's worse, that's why you can say La'av al Devar Midiyah, because it's the same if you have a different loan. But it's difficult, but in the general case, why can Levi go to Reuven? Levi has nothing to do with Reuven. But it's for sure La'av al Devar Midiyah. So I think it's a little better here, but still, maybe it's a kol shekein. That's Reb Nassan. So the Gemara again says, so why is that? Why would you say it's not an authoritative Mishnah? Again, we discussed, you can listen to the Shir back on Daf Yutes about Shibud de Reb Nassan, big discussion. How much does the middleman really disappear? According to Shibud de Reb Nassan. Does he have any power? What if he's Mochel? What if he's Mochel? Could then the A go to C? So the big discussion in the Ksos and others, how much does the middleman disappear? The Rishonim, though, there, and the Ritva here asks, what do you even need Reb Nassan for? Don't you have just a regular loan? If I owe you money, and then I'm not able to pay back because I sold all my property, you can go to the people that's called Lekuchos. You could go to my buyers. So isn't that, doesn't everybody, well, we need Rav Nasan, Shibudim, Rav Nasan, a big Kiddush. Doesn't everybody hold that way? Isn't that the concept of Shibudim? A owes B, and B can't pay back, so you go to Z, you go to the people that's connected to him. So the Ritva says, Inachinami, if it was a case of Shibud Achasim, you're right, you don't need Rav Nasan. You know, that's the regular din of Shibudim. The Ishloma, the Kosha Shibe lo Balchovo, Metaltil Yagam Bakarka. If he was Meshabit, all of his Metaltilin with his Karka, Shakana Shivishi Yekna and Achinami, Shakovo Sami Balchovo. Right, that's the kind of Shibudim. The case that when do you need Shibudim Ramnasim? Ramnasim is even added when you weren't Meshabit all of your Nechasim. That's why when we need Shibudim Ramnasim. That's one. Earlier the Rishonim said, maybe the difference is that you could, even if your creditor wants to give you money, if you want land, you can go to the other guy and get land. I mean, that's a Chiddush of Shibudim Ramnasim. Again, he's emphasizing and pushing the direct connection from A to C, but the Rishonim discuss in what ways. But again, in general, Shibudim say something similar to Rav Nasan. Okay, we didn't have discussed Shibudim in a while. The fact that Rishonim look at Shibudim in various ways, is it already a type of Kinyan, Shibudim? Yeah.
But Yavam, when he marries the dead brother's wife, so all the brothers...
When the Yavam marries the dead brother's wife...
All the brothers' outstanding loans go to him anyway, no?
All the brothers go to him, but we're talking about right now. Then all the dead brother that's go to him, but it might be only from the nechasim of the dead brother. He might not have to pay from his own nechasim. Might be only from the dead brother's properties. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says again, so why did Rabbi Yomi say this brisa that said that the Yavam could say, if the Yavam cannot say, I'm just going to keep the money, but he has to pay the money up and give it to the woman. Why is that not an authoritative brisa? So is it because of Rabbi Meir Metatali Mishabiluksu? Is it because of Metatalam Shibiluksu? But no, because that could be Rabbi Meir Shita. Is it because that he could say to her, you're not my creditor? No, because maybe Rabbi Nasan is correct. Ella Maskana, the Gemara says, line 4, Lo Ashkechan Tana Demach Retrechum Rabbi Ksuba. You're right, it could be Rabbi Meir. You're right, it could be Rabbi Nasan. But we don't find anybody who says both Chumras. Both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Nasan. Ella Ikra Meir Ikra Nasan. We don't find anybody who would say both. And that's why this price is not authoritative. And Abba Rava, Rav Anzof, Im Kain, if that's true, Haina de Shamana Lil Abaya. Now I understood what Abaya said. Dabar Zuin Mishnah. Abaya once said this is not authoritative. Alo Yidana Maihi. I never understood why. But now I understand why. Because you would never put these two chumras together. Why not? Why wouldn't you put these two chumras together? What's wrong with these two chumras? So Rashi explains. Rashi says on the fourth line, Shahari himi debrei sofrim. Because ksuba derabanan. Ksuba is derabanan. So you never say two chumras. That the ksuba, the betaltalun or meshubid, and you can go, using shubid derabanan, and you can go straight to the third party. Because it's derabanan. Asks the Pnei Yoshua, yeah.
They're unrelated.
These two chumras are unrelated? It's not chumra al gabri chumra, it's just two chumras that happen to coincide. But still, even if it's two chumras that happen to coincide, you still might say you don't say them by din derabanan. You're right, it's not, it is, right, that's the difference between like a gzera, l'gzera, and a trade rabbanan. But there's a rule, you're not gozer, gzera, l'gzera. A gzera unto this, which is only a gzera. But two chumras, you
so,
still
have. So the whole kind of tzuba, I can only say one chumra. I mean, that's what we're saying.
The whole concept by a drabbanan, you might only say one chumra.
Right. By a 10 different issues that can be
modified. Yeah, you have to figure out, an isser drabbanan. Like two drabbanan. You have to look at the cases, but that's what Gemara is assuming. The Pnei Yeshua, yeah?
We do a concept, since it's drabbanan, we
right, since Safed Rabbanan. Right, generally, the Gemara says, right, also, all right, we said, does Shnius La'Rayas get a Ksuba? So we say Shnius La'Rayas gets a Ksuba, even though, does not get a Ksuba, even though Chai V'Lavin does get a Ksuba, because we're more Machar by the Rabbanans. But Chazal could say we're more Machar by the Rabbanans. But in terms of our behavior, you know, I think we'd be more Mako by the Rabbanans. So as says Rashi, why wouldn't you find these two Chumras? Because it's the Rabbanan. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, there are many Shitas that say Ksuba Daraisa. Back on Daf Yud, we had a whole machlokas tanam. So we're going to throw out the brisa because it's impossible. It's not authoritative because ksuba derabana. There are many shitas like ksuba. What? Remember the Rishonim there said. What do we say in our ksuba? The chazi lechemi daraisa. We have all the trouble, right? Look at all our ksubas at home. All the trouble. What we say that? That's not true. We pass the ksuba derabana. Fine, but there are shitas that say ksuba daraisa. So the Pnei Yoshua, before trying to explain Rashi, he says lule Rashi vitosis. I would get my own shot. What does it mean to Rabbanan here? The fact that the Yavam cannot sell the property, and we're so machmir about the Yavam selling the property that it might not work if he does it. That's the Dindra Rabbanan. That's the din derabanan, not ksuba derabanan. That's what I think is the derabanan. He said, "Lachora inir lafarish shrei chumri hainu beinu shemeres yavam shamru chacham zol yimkor avagav dikan achazim tuba." Even if, let's say, the yavam, the dead brother, was a millionaire and he has all this property, still we're not going to let the yavam sell the stuff. That's the derabanan that we're talking about. Fine. That's he argues on Rashi, and then he says, "Can I say anything for Rashi? How do I defend Rashi? My whole sefer I wrote to defend Rashi. So I'm going to throw Rashi out, so I have to defend Rashi something." So he says, maybe this is the pshat of Rashi. That even if you say, and this is a chiddush, even if you say ksuba d'oraisa, that's only in a case of divorce where she's collecting from the husband. But if she's collecting from Yarshim, so then everybody agrees that's a din d'rabanan. Why that is true, that's what he explains it, but that's the chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua. Even if you say ksuba d'oraisa, when she's collecting from the Yarshim, you'd say that is a shibud midrabanan. The husband can be mishabed himself d'oraisa, but the Yarshim would only be mishabed midrabanan. Okay, that is the chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua. Now we go for it. Says the two dots. Hello, Gavra. D'nafle yevama b'masa machsia. There was a man whose brother died. He has now a Yavama that is Meshubah to him, who is a Zika Libim to him. Bach, like yesterday, there was a younger brother that didn't want him to do Yavam. Why? Because he didn't want his brother to get all of his brother's property. So he's going to give a get to this woman. He's just going to passel her from ever doing Yavam, and then they'll split it equally. Wonderful. So Amalei, so the older brother says again, as we saw earlier, Mesechus Yavamas, that it's the mitzvah for the older brother, mitzvah Bagadol Yavim. Remember what that was an exception to? Yavamas was a chavdalit or so. That's the only exception, says the Gemara, to Eina Mikra Yosim Adei Pshuto. The only exception in all of the Torah is HaBachor Asher Teleid, really is referring to the oldest brother. Not the Bachor that's going to be born. That's what so the Gemara, he says. So the older brother here says to the younger brother, what are you thinking? Why do you want to give a get and not let me do Yibam? Imishum Nichsei, is it because I'm going to get the dead brother's Nechasim and then you're not going to get a portion of it? I'll split it with you, don't worry about it. Exactly like the story we had yesterday. I'll split it with you. So Amar Lei, so the younger brother says, no, Miss Tafina, I'm worried. The obvious leak of the Avid Pumpadisa Ramah. I'm worried that you're going to do like that trickster in Pumpadisa, meaning yesterday's story. Why, what happened in yesterday's story? We don't know what happened in yesterday's story. It doesn't say the end of the story. But the Rishonim say, it seems to be that the guy reneged on his deal. Right? Because he called him a trickster. He called him Ramah, that Ramai. He said he's going to do it with that older brother, and he didn't. So the Tosfos here says, but if you read our Gemara, it sounds like something else happened. Because what happens, the story is brought, and then Rav Yosef says, it doesn't work. It sounds like he tried to do it, but Rav Yosef said it didn't work. Because even if he tried to sell, it doesn't work. So Tosfos said, D'Ramaskal Pupadisa, V'im Tomar Ma'ramas Asa. What did he do wrong? Ha'am Rav Yosef, Lo'avis Vina Zvina. Rav Yosef is the one that stepped in and said it wasn't a good sale. The ode to, and then the next question is on the next piece of Gemara, so we're not going to do that yet. So Tosfos says it must be that there was a part of the story that's not in our Gemara. It must be that he was Chozer Bo. And besides that, he was Chozer. Rav Yosef heard about the story, just made the statement. But it wasn't that Rav Yosef specifically was connected to that story. That's what you have to say the pshat is, because why else would he call him a trickster? Anyway, so what do we have? So the older brother says, don't worry about it. I'll give you half the property. So he says, no. You're going to go back on your word. You're going to renege. You're going to be a Ramai. So also, I guess it was a famous story. The Pumpadisa trickster. So Omar Mar Bar Ravashi, Ravashi says, I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Omar Lei, Iboy is plug lecha mehashta. Okay, fine, says the older brother. You know what? I'll split it with you mehashta from now. Not that I'll make a deal that I'll split it with you when I get it. I'll split it with you mehashta from now. So the Ritva says, so how would this help anyway? Still how would it, what do you mean mehashta? It's still not his now. So says Ritva, you're right, he was mistaken. He thought it would work, but it wouldn't work anyway. He said, well, I'll give it to you now. It's not his. It's still the woman's. So, but he's just trying to convince the guy, whether maybe he knew about me, did it either way, it wouldn't work anyway. So Amar Bar Baravashi, as we're about to say. Afa Gar Mar Baravashi is about to say, this is not like the following case that does work. Afa Gar Dachiyasa Rav Dimi. Even though when Rav Dimi came, Amar Rav Yochanan, he quoted in the name of Rav Yochanan as follows. Ha'omer l'chaveiro leich u'mashof parazu. Here's my cow. Take my cow, velote knuya l'cha la'achar shloshim yom. But it's not yours until after 30 days. I don't know, maybe he wants to, he has other things, right? Like give him a post-dated check. You know, don't cash it until a month from now. So he gives him his cow and says, it's not yours until after 30 days. So the Gemara says, la'achar lo'amin yom kana. So after, the buyer pulls it today. And in 30 days from now, the effect, the chalosakin, is going to kick in. So that's kind of, that works. Even if on day 30, it's standing in some swamp, it's not in the rishus ayachid of the buyer, it's still going to work. So, says Marbar Avashi, that case is very different than this case, where the Yavam says, this is going to be yours. Why? Because Hasan biyado, hakala biyado. By the case of the cow, it's mine now. I can give it to you now if I want. Right? If I can give it to you now, I can give it to you in 30 days from now. Mashenk biyado is a power in halacha. If it's biyado to do something now, then it's biyadi to give it to you in 30 days. But over there, by the Yavam, it's not biyado, so he can't do it in the future either. So that's why don't compare it to that case. There's a discussion in the poskim. We discussed this back in Masech HaShabbos. Right, if you have a Maisa Kinyan one day and a Chalosa Kinyan the next day. We know that there's an Issa Drabanan to make Kinyanim on Shabbos. Business on Shabbos, Kinyanim. What if you have a Maisa Kinyan before Shabbos with a Chalosa Kinyan on Shabbos? So is that, Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, is that also included in the Issa Drabanan of Mekach Umemkar? This comes up many times. It comes up, it's going to come up, Hashem, this year. This year is Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos. Right? As you said, Tasha Samachas has everything. Right? Hey, it's got a Purim Meshulish, it's got an extra month, and it has not one double Parsha this year. We're all singles. All singles. Maver Sedra, you got, right, Bali Kriya, you got a good year. I also like every Parsha should get its own week. You know, I always thought that was appropriate. But anyway, so then the, so you got everything this year. So why did I bring so Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shabbos. So when do you sell the Chametz? When do you sell the Chametz? So you're going to do the kid. The rabbi's not going to meet the guy on Shabbos, right? To sell the Chametz. He'll probably meet him before Shabbos. Do the Maisa Kinyan before Shabbos. But the Chalosa Kinyan, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, kicks in maybe on Shabbos. That's the question. Do you do a delayed Chalos Kinyan, or do you sell everything except for what's going to be eaten? The debate, right? The whole discussion of you have the bread and you throw it on the plastic. That's this year. But again, that's one place it comes up. Chalos HaKinyan. Or, big discussion now that many people ask Shailos about, what if you do something that's good, the Chalos HaKinyan is going to kick in, let's say on eBay. Right? Let's say the deal is going to end at 12 midnight on Friday night. Are you allowed to bid for something that the Kinyan is going to happen? Do you say it's different because you can always back out? But again, that's part of the issue of a Chalos HaKinyan. Is that called Mechach U'Memkar? Somebody asked a Shaila a few months ago. Remember, that was a little different. It was that somebody, they have like a broker or something that puts in a bid for them the second before the bidding. Like 11:59, 30 seconds, they put it. So that's Mamash Amir La'akum. That's, you pay somebody to do something if you on Shabbos. But here you did everything. You're not doing anything. You put in the bid. So again, that relates to a delayed Chalos Kinyan. So that's here too, like similar to this case. You have a Maisa Kinyan on day one, a Chalos Kinyan on day 30. So the Gemara says that if it's biyado, that it's going to kick in later on. And that's why it's not like this Yavam doing it. Says the Gemara of Aha, Kiyasa Ravin Amr Yochanan Lokani. And when Ravin came, Ravin and Rav Dimi always have different reports. We had them back on earlier on Daphne Zion, where we had the complicated Gemara, but Rav and Rav, they always had different reports from when they camped. So Rav Yavam called Rav Yochanan and say, no, it's not Kona. It's not Kona when you say, pull my para today and be Konaed in 30 days. So the Gemara says, okay, that machlokas is lokasha, not a problem. Hodomar le kinime achshav, hodomar le kinime achshav. Did he say my achshav from today? When a person says, take my cow and it'll be yours from today in 30 days from now, then that works. Because he says my achshav. And even though it's in some swamp on day 30, it's not a problem. It's Kinime Achshav. It's from now. It's retroactive. But if he says it's not yours from today, Halo Amalei Kinime Achshav, if he just says this is yours in 30 days, so then that does not work. Then that does not work. Why? Tosfos explains. Tosfos Dimaskel Ha. Tosfos says this is different than the following case in Maseches Kedushin. In Maseches Kedushin, if a man goes over to a woman and says, here's money today. How am I kudashesly with this money today? In 30 days from now, you're going to be married to me. In 30 days, you're going to be married to me. So the Gemara says, if somebody goes in between within 2 weeks and marries her, then tough luck. Tough luck on, that marriage works. But, let's say no marriage happens. A man gives a woman money, you're married to me, in 30 days from now. So says the Gemara, that works in 30 days from now. So says Tosas, why in our case, and that, you didn't say me'akshav there. But in our case, if you don't say me'akshav, it sounds like it doesn't work at all. So Tosfos says there's a big difference, because look what Tosfos says in the second wide line. Debekesef vadilo beina me'achshav shemotis kadish lo chayeves l'shalim v'avi kilo kesef ba'en lachar shloshim. He gave her the money. There was no deal made. Let's say they're not married, that she's going to have to give him back the money. They're not married. So it's as if the money is still there, because she's going to have to give back the money. So that's why that works even after 30 days without a me'achshav. But over here, what happened? There was a kinyan mishicha. You pulled the cow. That's finished. Nothing happens on day 30. There's nothing left of the ma'isa kinyan on day 30. There's nothing left of the ma'isa kinyan. If you give somebody money, and they're going to eventually have to give it back to you if the kinyan, if the agreement doesn't work, then you could say it's as if there's something left there in conceptually, and therefore the kinyan could still take place. Masha'in kain by Mashiach. So that's how Tosfos explains the Gemara. The Amalei Me'achshav would work. Me'achshav would not work at all. There is, though, a Ravid that argues on this side of the Gemara. The Rambam in Hilchos Bechira agrees to this. The Ravid seems to say no. Even in this case of the cow, if the cow is in the Rishus of the Lokeach, the Gemara says in the Agam, what if it's in his Rishus? So then it would still work after 30 days, because it's in his Rishus now. And the Magen Mishnah quotes that Pashas of the Rambam, and based on Tosfos also, no, it doesn't work. If you don't say Me'achshav, it doesn't work. The Ma'isa Kinyan doesn't exist anymore. So what that it's in now the buyer's property? You have to do a Ma'isa Kinyan. It's sitting in your property, that's not enough of a Ma'isa Kinyan. You have to do a Ma'isa Kinyan that's going to affect it to be in your property.
If the Mocha comes within 30 days and says, I want my cow back,
then Lachari can take it back. Right. Can take it back. Okay. You're working today. Ba'omine me'ula. It's not Shabbos, Baruch Hashem. Ba'omine me'ula. So they ask from Ula. So back to the issue. The issue again of the Yavam's control of selling the property of the Shemeres Yavam. Yavam ba'achar kachilik mahu. What if he was miyabim and now he's trying to split up all the properties amongst the brothers? Lo asav lo klum. He can't. As we said, all the nechasim until she gets the ksub is meshubid. Chilek v'achach yibimahu. What if he splits it before he does yibim? Loss of a klum. So also does nothing. So maskal v'Rav Sheisha. Rav Sheisha says, "Hasha yavam v'achach chilek loss of a klum. Chilek v'achach yavam yibay." I don't understand the questions. They ask a greater chiddush. They said, "Can he split up the property after yibim?" He said, "No." So surely before yibim, he can't split up the property. That's a kosher case. So what were they asking him? They're asking him a greater chiddush and then a lesser of a chiddush. So Gemara says Shnei Ma'isim Havi. You're right. It was two different stories. Those weren't the same story. It wasn't the same conversation. It was two stories, and that's why one doesn't have to follow from the other. Kiyasa Rabin Amarei Shlakish. What's the halacha? Ben Yavam Achach Chilek Ben Chilek Ben Chilek Achach Yibim. Loss of a loklum. The Hilchos of loss of a loklum. The Yavam has no control in selling the property even after he does Yibim, because all the nechasim are meshubid to the woman. Period. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, Mishnah had discussed, remember, the Din Drabanan, that the property that the Yavama brings in is kept as principal for her. And the Yavama is not allowed to sell it because all of it is Meshubah to the Ksuba. So the question of the Mishnah was, what about the fruit that are already grown, that come in? Is that Peros or is that Keren? So the Chachamim said that Peros that are Mechuber belong to him, to the Yavam. So the Gemara says, why? V'yamai. V'halkona chazvachron v'aravon l'ksubasa. These fruit are still attached to the ground, so why shouldn't this be called Keren? And this should have to be sold for property and kept to her. The Gemara says, you're right. Amar Shlakish Tani Shalom. Rishlakish says, okay, change it. It should be Shalom instead of Shalom. Period. Katsahari ki ishto, once Yibum takes place, then they're married. The Yavama is like his wife. Lamai Hilchsa, one halacha. So we had this also a couple of times in Yavamas. Lamai Nafkamina, we say that the Yavam and Yavama, after they're married, are considered husband and wife. Yeah.
We said Kala Ome Ligzos Kagaz's dummy.
In a certain sense, we said there, you have to look in every context, you know. Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Mechira. So here, it might not be the same exact point. That case was by a regular marriage. Here, you might say it's different by a Shemeres Yavam. So again, it's similar, but it might not be exact. So, Lamai Hilchas, Lamai Nafkamino, we say that a Yavam and Yavam are considered a happily married couple after Yavam takes place. Amar B'Yosef Rachanina, Lomar, is to teach me Shemegarsha Beget Umachzira. It's to teach me that now, if he would want to divorce his wife, after he does Yibam, he would have to use a get to divorce his wife. A. And B, if he would now, after he would divorce her, he would be allowed to remarry her again. So the Gemara talks about each of those. Megarsha Begepshita. What's the Chiddush? If Yavam and Yavama does Yibam, so what's the chiddush of having to require a get? Isn't that obvious? Where it says, no. Ma'u detema v'yibma. The Torah calls the act that he does yibam. It doesn't call it an ishus. It calls it a yibam. V'yibma amar achmana. V'yadayin yibum narishon aleha. You might say that even after they're married, it's still labeled as a yibam. And therefore, amazingly, even after yibam takes place, let's say he wants to divorce his wife, maybe lo tiski lo bagena lo bachalitza. Maybe you need chalitza. Even if the yibum takes place, maybe you can have a chalitza. The Ritva explains not just chalitza, also get and chalitza. Right, that's the language of the Gemara. Lo tiski lo baget. It's not. It wouldn't be enough to give a get, but there's still a type of zika. They're married. Yes, you'd have to give a get, but also maybe there's a chalitza that is required. There's still a zika. Kamash malan. You don't say that. No, they're married. There is no more zika. It's just marriage, and therefore a get is the only thing that is required. What about the other? Chiddush machzira, the fact that if he would divorce his wife now, after doing yibam, he would be able to remarry her. So again, shita. So what's this pasha? You can always remarry your wife if nobody married her in between. The Gemara says, no. You might say, mitzvah derami rachmana olei avda. You might say that, no. He did the mitzvah that the Torah said he had to do. V'hashta tekem olei be'isra eshasach. You might say, remember, yibam is a chiddush. He's marrying his brother's wife. His brother's wife is an isra karis to him. The Torah says you're allowed to do it, it's mutter. But you might say, fine, he marries her, it's mutter, but once he divorces her, then the Isser of Eishas Af is Choser Veneir. You might say that now that it's back to the Isser Kares. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush. And no, once the Isser Kares is knocked out, it's knocked out forever. Let's just finish, I'll take the question. V'yema ha'chinami, what's the makar? Maybe that's true. Maybe the Israel of Eshazach is Choser Veneir comes back. Where I said, no, Amar Krav, Alachal Isha, he takes her for a wife, Kivin Shalakha, Naasis Keishto. No, once he takes her, it's his wife, and therefore it is Mutter. So that's the big Chiddush. You might have said that the Israel of Eshazach comes back, Kamash Malan, it does not come back. Yeah.
Why did Moran think that was so Pashit?
I mean, so you might say, right, so you might say that's not Chiddush, that's not just Pashit. So maybe that's the Gemara ends up saying it's not Pashit. Whenever you have a Pshita.
At the end of the day, it's brother's wife.
The Havamina is, when can you ever have Isurim, Heterim, Isser, Mutter? Maybe that's part of Tosa's question. Tosa's question on top says, you obviously would not have a Havamina that only the first B is Mutter, by Yibum. You know, what the Gemara is saying, you know, the marriage is Mutter, you might think it's Usser. You would never have a Havamina, right? Tosa says, Hapshita, top Tosa. The Kishayimma, Mutter, Lovo, Labios, Harbe, Kamosha Yirza. It's even more obvious than the Pshita of the Gemara that by a regular case of Yibam, you'll never have a Havamina, they can only have one Maisabiya, and then divorce her. You know, that we never say that. Tosa doesn't say one. V'lesan l'meimer, d'bisar rami ala rachmana avda. And that's it. Why? The svarahu. It's a svara. D'lo amar rachmana v'yima k'dila garsha la'altar. The Gemara would never tell you to marry a woman in order to divorce her right away. Tosa doesn't quote it here, but you might say this is based on what? What for Zotu Rachad Achenoam? Right, like Tosa quoted it a few times in Mesechus Yivamis. The Torah is not going to tell you to marry her and then divorce her. The only Havamina of the Gemara is that maybe by a new marriage, by a marriage, Garth says, fine, it's yours, she's yours. But after a marriage, so maybe then it would be the Isser again. Yeah.
Right.
The whole Chiddush is Lahakim Zera La'achiv. But again, remember we had a Tosfos, I think, in Yibamas Daf Chaf, I think it was, that Tosfos said, did you fulfill the mitzvah of Yibam if you have one Bia and then divorce her? Tosfos says yes, even though you're not Misara Bia Rishona.
Yeah, but that's
what we're talking about. Yeah, so Tosfos says you have to be Ro'i Lezera. Ro'i Lezera. But you're right, I mean, maybe after you have a child, you shouldn't have to divorce her. Whatever the case is. But Tosfos says, you know, within a marriage, you know, it's a Svara that, the Gemara doesn't say marry here in order to divorce her. But that's Tosis. We do have, if you look in the back, in the Harars of Reblezer Meir Horowitz, he quotes a question. He says, but we do have a concept of Bia Rishona being Mutter and the rest not. What about Chayvei Lavin? By Chayvei Lavin, the Gemara in Yavamis entertained the possibility of Asi Dochalos Asay, and yet he would have to divorce her after the first one. There's no more assay. Tzarachina, b'chayvei lavin dino hachi min haTorah. Midah raisa, right, b'chayvei lavin, you say, asi docha losa say, by the first bia. So he gives one answer. The Rebbe Chanan quotes this question from the Tosfos Yeshayahu in Yavamis. He says, no, you know what this is based on? Hutra and Dechuya. Generally, by the Yibum, By Yibam, whenever we say, by many places we have, whenever you have an asay and a los asay, right? So when do we say that's hutra? Hutra, meaning, but makom zeh, the los asay doesn't exist, or is it dechuya? Right, it's pushed aside, but it does exist. Right, the big nafkamina is if you have a choice, right, do it, tumah hutra betzibur. Right, if the whole Klai Yisrael is tameh, they could bring the current Pesach even betumah. So do we say that's dechuya? Oh, it's not the greatest. The Isser still exists, but you're allowed to be docha the Isser. Or do we say hutra? So again, that is a big machlokas by pikuach nefesh, by tumah hutra betzibur, here too by yibam. Do you say hutra or dechuya? So says Rav Elchanan, that's what's going on here. By a regular case of yibam, you always say it's hutra. If the brother marries his brother's wife, there is no Isser Eishasach. It disappears. It's not that you're allowed to violate the Isser. There is no Isser. That's the Chiddush HaTorah. And that's why it can never come back. But maybe by Chayv Elavin, the Torah never says that you're allowed to violate the Chayv Elavin for Yibam. So there would be Zechuya. That's why you'd say it would come back. That's why it would come back. That's what he quotes from the Tosfos Yeshanim in Yibam Atalaf Chashayni Eches Ach De Hutra. Okay, that is that's Rabbi Chanan. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says, that if the Chiddush is that you're allowed to remarry her even after a Yavam divorces a Yavama after having married her, he would be able to remarry her. Good. Says the Gemara. If you want to look, there's a Gracha Hashas that discusses more of this line in Simen Pei Beis. Go look at it. Says the Gemara. Ubavacha takes Ubasa Nifse Baila Harishon. The Mishnah continued that he marries her, but the ksuba is from the first husband. Right? The responsibility of the ksuba is from the first husband. My taima, why? Why? What's the other choice? He's responsible, new ksuba. The Ramban says maybe two ksubas. Two ksubas, right? She never got paid from the first ksuba, and you write another ksuba. My taima, why? Isha hiknu lo min hashamayim. Beautiful line. He didn't get himself into this mess. He didn't get himself into this situation. This is a isha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. Hiknu lo min hashamayim. Right? This is a very, this is a line that has a lot of lumdus in it. Is the Zika a kinyan? Hiknu lo min hashamayim. Is the Zika a kinyan? How much, again, does he do? How much does he fit into his brother's shoes? Again, here, this is saying that he doesn't do much. He's a bystander. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the kinyan. Isha hiknu lo min hashamayim.
If there are four or five brothers,
he's choosing, right? If there are four or five brothers, the Isha, right? So we spoke about that. Is there a Zika to every brother? And then once one brother chooses, the Zika disappears? Or is there only a Zika to the older one? Is there a Zika? Is that Brera? Right? Is there a Zika? We only see Lamafreya, that only the brother did the Yibam? Right? So that's the Shaila about the Yibam. Again, how do you look at the Zika? Isha Yikru Lamina Shamai. Next. The last Lamarishon is Lamisheni. But as we said, the Mishnah said, let's say the first brother's Nechasim run out. Then he has to pay from his own nechasim, kadesh lo tekala b'navotziah, because of the ultimate reason for ksuba, so that it's not easy for him to divorce his wife. So that's why, if his first brother's nechasim run out, he has to pay the ksuba. How much does he have to pay? How much does he have to pay? Let's say his brother's nechasim run out. If his brother's nechasim, if he's using his brother's nechasim, he has to pay what his brother would have paid, 200. But what if he's paying with his nechasim? How much does he have to pay? It's a machlokas we've shown him here. Says the Ritva, how much? What would you say? How much do you have to pay? What are the choices? 200 or 100. So says the Ritva, Pirish takini le rabbanan misheni mana. Taha b'ula nisei slo, v'chein das raboseinu. Rashba, Rambam, Rabbeinu Yonah, right? And the Shilu Kubet says, Rov Rishonim say, you know what, how much do you have to pay? 100. Because, what I mean, this ksuba is his ksuba, from his nechasim. The Ra'ah quotes this and just says, lo nehira. Two words. I don't think this is true. Meaning the Ra'ah thinks 200. So again, beautiful lumdus. Is he, even when he pays from his own nechasim, is he paying in lieu? Is he a real stand-in of his brother? He's paying from his own property, his brother's nechasim. So it's as if, you know, he's a stand-in for his brother. So when did his marriage start? When his brother got married. Because this is just a hemshich of his brother. This is just a hemshech of his brother's marriage. That's why it's 200. Well, Rabbi Shimon say, no, you're right, it's a hemshech, but still, it's his own nechasim, sefer only 100. Machlokas we've shown him, Ritva, Rambam, and others against the Ra'ah, that when he has to pay from his own nechasim, 200 or 100.
The Machlokas Amoram also, when we see the Zika goes back to the original marriage, or whether it's...
Right, well, Yesh Zika, Yesh Zika, that...
No,
We had a couple of machlokas that could be connected to this. When do we? How much do we say that this is a kinyan to achivhu? Right, it spoke about like by is Yavam is not ma'achil truma. So no, it's kinyan to achiv. It's not his kinyan. So that's saying it's really his brother's. Right, but we said also a yavam is like an acher. We have to put all these gemaras together. These are all just formulations. We have to put all these together. Says the gemara. Well, yom alar eksu basech. As the mishnah said, the yavam is not allowed to tell his yavama. But here's your. I'm putting $1 million on the table. Here's your ksuba money, and the rest of stuff I'm going to sell. And then it said the same thing by a regular woman, by a regular husband and wife. He can't designate for her ksuba money. All is a chasam or meshubin. My vachain, what's the connection to vachain? Not only by a regular yavam and yavama, but also by a regular marriage. Because I might have said that only in the yavam yavama case, he cannot do this, designate for her property. Because he wasn't, this yavam never committed to her anything. So she is very, you know, a little worried. Does he really love me? Is he really going to commit to me and make sure I have property? He never wrote anywhere, anything that I own or will own, I'm going to give to you. That was only the dead brother. So I would have thought that maybe only by a Yavam case, she will not rely on the designation. She shouldn't rely. Aval haka the chasen la dekanei dekanina, but by a regular marriage where the chasen writes this whole ksuba in the first place, emes abchadaita, maybe there, she asked me, Chazdas, look, he wrote this whole ksuba for me. He's obviously going to take care of me. So he's designated this. Fine, if this runs out, he'll probably give me something else. So you might say that there's no problem. Kamashmal, and there too, we say it's not a good idea. Remember we said yesterday, this is the mission is an Eitzah Tova. There too, it's not a good idea. She should never cut off her options. Girsha, in la'elek subasa, the last one of the Mishnah said that if he divorces her, if the Yavam divorces the Yavama, so then he could give her the ksuba, and then he could do whatever he wants with his brother's property after he pays the ksuba. So girsha in lo girsha lo. It's mashba only if he divorces her, but not if he does not divorce her. Kamashba lan kidu Rabbi Abba. This proves like what Rabbi Abba said yesterday, that if he's a Yisrael, the best way to sell the properties is divorce her, sell it, and then take her back. Hechzira, last line of the Mishnah, Harehu kachal anashim ein lo l'ksubasa. The Mishnah said that if he takes her back after having divorced her, then she's like all women, and she only has the ksuba. She doesn't now get back all of the original husband's property. She only has the ksuba. Hechzira, my kamashmalan, tanina. So, of course, we know that if he takes her back, then only the ksuba is hers. We learned in the Mishnah, Hamagari says, Isha ve'umachzira, almanas ksuba, rishon machzira. You have the first ksuba in mind, so only the ksuba, not all the other nechasim. So again, ma'u detema ishto hu de'ihu kasav laksuba minei. By a regular marriage where he, this same man, wrote the ksuba, so then he could say when he remarries her, he's going back to his first ksuba that he wrote. That's fine. Aval yavimto, but here, this yavam never wrote a ksuba. Yavimto deloiu kasavla, he didn't write an original ksuba, so hecha de girshava hajai, so you might have said, if he divorced her and remarries her, imiksubasamine, you might say, he has to write another ksuba. He can't rely on the first one, he never wrote that one. So what, he's a stand-in, but still the source of that, the marriage didn't start with him, kamashvalan, still, the chiddush is that he goes back to that first ksuba. Obviously, this means if she didn't collect the ksuba in the interim. Right, the Shin Lugabed says makes that aura. If she collects the ksuba in the interim, so then you have to write a whole new one. You can't just rely on the first one.
So Machzir Grusha, so
it's 200 from... Machzir, no, I would assume that even according to the Ra'ah, you know, if he's Machzir Grusha, so you would say 100. Even though Ksubasa Rishona, that might be in terms of the commitment, in terms of the... I find that hard to believe. I find that if he would remarry her after divorcing her, that's for sure. Even if it's connected to the first marriage, I would assume that's a bu'ula. Even if she didn't collect, I would assume it's a separate marriage. I would assume the Ra'ah would say there that only 100. Again, he doesn't say it befarish, but I would assume that's what you have to say. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda. Little history. Originally, they used to write for a psula 200 and amana 100. V'hayu mazkinin, v'lo hayu nosin. And the woman would stay single. They wouldn't want to get married. Why? V'lo hayu nosin nashim, and the women would not want to get married. Why? Rashi explains, because originally they weren't mishabed anything to the ksuba. No land was mishabed, only metaltalin b'nei chorin. That's Shitas Rashi. Only movable items that were in the husband's possession when he died. And therefore people wouldn't want to get, women would not want to get married. Why? Rashi explains, because the Yershim would hide all the metaltalin. Sorry, we don't have anything, I'm sorry. I don't know what... So, right, only metaltalin that were there. So she wouldn't be able to go to Lukuchos, and she wouldn't be able to go get karka. So, says Rashi, they wouldn't get married. The other he's shown him, just ask on Rashi, I don't understand, why not karka? Why wasn't karka mishubet originally? There was never a second stage of karka. If they made a ksuba, the guy ksuba, why wouldn't they be mishubet karka? The Tosas are Rashi here. Tosas are Rashi here. I don't understand what Rashi's talking about. Why would you say such a thing? Vikasha, tikvi mi makarkai. Ubi no launch, if it's chilo, mishubet metaltali. Number one. And number two, what? And the maskana is going to be just the opposite? As we're going to see, the maskana is karka, not metaltalin. But they would change everything? To say that originally everything and later on they limited it, okay. But to say it was just the opposite, that's why Rov Rishonim say, no, it just means that there used to be miyachid certain property for the ksuba, and then something might happen to that property. So either way, there was a big limitation originally. So women were scared. Ad shebashim mechetach, v'tikin kol nuchasav achran l'ksubasa. Until Shem Meshetach came along and said, no, all the husband's property is meshubid to the ksuba.
If everybody did the same thing, no one better.
Everybody did the same thing, but no some, but they saw their best friends would be stuck in the situation. They wouldn't get a ksuba. Ask the Ritva. Ask the Ritva. We've had so many lines about women just want to be married. Right? Back in Ayin Hey, Talal Mesef 10, Dubal Mesef Armelo. And he said, wouldn't you say that there's so much pushing a woman? I'm sorry, not the Ritva. The Shearam Sen and Balacha. It says that there are so many lines in our Gemara that we've had that the woman wants to get married. Very difficult to say that because of this chash, you know, many times, you know, let's say the woman would die first. It wouldn't make a difference. It wouldn't make a difference. She wouldn't collect the ksuba anyway. In Yavamis we said that the chazal were not masaki in a ksuba for a cheresh that marries a pikchis. Why? Because the woman just wants to be married. And so many, so what, because of this chash? So v'nira d'hacha lo amrina shekulon lo hayerosat linasei, ela shahaya davarze matzui. Doesn't mean that everybody. It just means that there was a good percentage. Even if it's a miyut hamatzui. What's a miyut hamatzui? How much percentage? A miyut hamatzui. Right, it comes up for like finding bugs in your food. Right, you have to find a miyut she'eino matzui, one every billion, you know, that doesn't count. But a miyut hamatzui, 10%. 10%, that's also a miyut, right, according to the post can talk about, 10, 15%, that's a miyut hamatzui. So maybe 50% of the women. So 85 got married. So there was this miyut hamatzui, but it was because of this. Shimon Shetach says, I'm worried about these 15%. He was worried about the singles problem in the times of the Gemara. Right, there was even then. I think I mentioned once before, the Klei Yakar has a separate sefer in one of his ksavim, where he writes, he says, because there's a big singles problem here in Prague, right, in the 1500s and 1500s, I'm writing a sefer with a vart on every parsha that connects to Shiduchim. Every parsha. So whatever parsha a Rav wants to speak of Shiduchim, you can do it. So in Prague, there was a problem. It's a silla. You know, we gotta try to do our best to help solve it. So anyway, so Shimon Meshetach also was involved in it, and therefore he said, all nechasev should be achrai. So Tani Nami Hachi, there was a brisa that also supports this, that just adds in a few steps. Barishona, he calls him Lipsulam Asayim Laman Amana. Originally, they wrote for a Ksuba 200 and for an Amana Amana. Oyemaskina Valenosin Nashim, they wouldn't get married, again, either because of Rashi, because they only designated Metaltalin B'nei Chorin. Rov Rishonim say, no, because they just designated. Hiskinu Shimanichin Asan Beis Chaviyah. So the Chazam and Itzakana, okay, put the Nechasim into her father's house. So the Yershim would not be able to hide it. So wouldn't that solve the problem? She wouldn't be scared anymore. No, but dying because you kawes alah still didn't work because when the husband would get angry at her, Omer la, just go get out of my life. Go get your ksuba. Very easy to divorce because the ksuba was already there in her father's house. So he was saying, just leave. So that's not good either. So they said, okay, leave it in his father's house. So again, the Yershim can't do it, and then he can't say, you know, go. She's not going to go to her in-laws. So Ashir is osas alzam chazal shel zav v'shel kaseh v'shel zahav. The rich ones used to designate silver and gold baskets. Anios ayosos oso avit shel meimei raglayim. The anios, the poor women, they used to make an avit, a basket. Most Rishonim don't have the next three words. Shel meimei raglayim. Very difficult to say that. That's what they would designate for a ksuba. And avit meimei raglayim, you know, something that you go to the bathroom in. So you see on the side, Rashi, Tosfos, many don't have this gear, so they have an avit shel nechoshes. So it just means a copper basket instead of a gold and silver basket. So either way, they used to designate, but still. So originally, they just designated metaltalin. Then they changed it to her father's house, then his father's house. That still wasn't good. Also, when he was angry at her, still, he would just say, take your ksuba, because it was still very easy because it was designated. Shem and Shetach, that was came along finally. V'tikin shekosiv la kol nechasai achran l'ksubasi. He would say all nechasim achrai to the iksuba. Again, if you remember, me'ikir hadin in the Gemara is maskana is only from karka. Only from karka, all karka meshubit to the iksuba. But the Rama already quotes the takanas ga'onim. Takanas ga'onim is even metaltlin. Even metaltlin are meshubit to the iksuba.
So didn't
Shemesh
already do that?
Didn't Shemesh, he said, well, the question is, what does all nechassim mean? Pasha means all karka. All the chassim shishba and machrayas. And that's what we paskin. And then the takana of the gonim was even the mizvanazeh we collect from metal. That's what Tosis quoted, the takana of the gonim earlier. Tosis quoted earlier in the Masechta. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow starts Perek HaKosev. A lot of big shasugis in Perek HaKosev. Coming up, Shuda Dedaini and Kofin al Mitzvah Saseh. HaKperek HaKosev in the yeshivas, when they learn ksubis. They either learn the first Perek, the third Perek, and a lot of them learn the ninth Perek. HaKperek HaKosev is one of the jam-packed sugyas as well. Okay, we'll stop here.